The matters at hand for this Monday morning. It's the 28th of October. I say that with pride, having gotten this far in the month of October, this far in the year 2013. Not without its challenges, that's for sure.
But we're making it, Doug.
Yes, we are. We're making it in America. Or as they say down in, where do they say, America. Instead of America, it's America.
It's America.
Making it America. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. It actually is. This is an entrepreneurial adventure. The host of the program is the owner of the program.
That's you, by the way.
Yes, it is. And Jennifer Horn.
Well, I don't know if that's third person, but
no, it is the last of the entrepreneurial adventures on the radio.
And the Mohicans.
And it may be, yes, exactly. Woo, let's talk about the Redskins.
Uh-oh. I don't think they like when you do that.
who cares? You know what? This weekend, there's more silly examples of people who have gone way over the top in terms of political correctness to the point of being annoying. And I don't know whether the first one is the example that was set by, Julianne Hough, who feels that she had to apologize because she dressed up as the orange in the new black character Crazy Eyes.
Oh, because she wore blackface over the weekend.
Yeah, right. So what? So why do you feel like you have to apologize? Who's pushing you into that? All this stuff that was on Twitter. Kenny, have you seen Ken Kessler monitor social media? Have you seen anything on our Twitter or any Twitter experience that criticized her for wearing this? Well, it wasn't so much wearing the costume as it was being a blackface.
I haven't seen anything. I know that that she thought she felt that she needed to apologize, but I have seen the picture of her, and it's makeup over her whole face, her ears, her neck down into to where it would be covered up by her shirt.
Yeah,
it's not the same as the as some of the really.
Was that
Vaudevillian
when
things.
They would do that stuff? No, what would they do?
Yeah, Al Jolson did it.
Right.
Yeah.
And by the way, as a matter of fact, Evan, see if you can find some audio from an old Andy, Amos and Andy.
Sorry, I brought this
No, I think it's this so annoys me because it is so over the top. It is offensive for people to be this offended by nonsense. So, Kenny, but see if you can find Amos and Andy's an old radio show. Many of you, do you know who Amos and Andy is? I asked the question because now I'm thinking to myself, Evan does. You know who Amos and Andy were, right, Jennifer?
I do.
All right.
I studied them in school.
Did you really?
Seriously, in journalism school. Okay. They made you. Yeah.
All right. So why would you have studied Amos and Andy?
I don't know. It was maybe not it was probably a media class, not journalism.
I would have thought.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, let's see. We'll dig up that. You want to really be offended or go on the hoot, then we'll give you something to be offended about.
You really want to get mad.
Well,
tune in.
That's another example. I think I told this story once before on the air. When I was running WEEI in Boston in the mid-80s, I was the operations director. And one of the things that I did was to create a two-hour block at night from 8 until 10 with the old-time radio shows. And one of the shows that we started playing was Amos and Andy. Mm-hmm. And it was terrific. Great stories, fun, just almost belly laughing with each episode. And the fellow who owned the radio station happened to have been my next-door neighbor at the time, and he wanted me to run the station, so I did it. And so I said, you got to let me do what I think is right to get ratings, because that's what we're here for. Well, the fellow who ran the local black coalition against media prejudice or whatever the heck the name of the group was, I got to him, and he said, well, don't you think we should take that off? It's offending people. I said, who's it offending beside him? Give me a list of 10 people that are offended by this. And, of course, he said, that's not my job. I own the station.
I just tell you when you're offensive.
Right, yeah. So and he was not the type that you would have thought would buckle under this, especially given some of the stuff that he wanted me to play. And so I understand, you're the boss, but.
I mean, at some point, blackface was offensive because they were white people being black people. That was the point of it, because no one wanted to hire a black person, right? So that was offensive when it first happened.
Well, the plight of black people in this country has been obnoxiously horrible.
Right.
It has been, that's where the offense is.
But Julianne Hough is 20, like, what is 25. She, 25? Okay, yeah. I was going to say 24.
Okay.
Close. She has no idea what she was doing, I don't think. And honestly, I don't think she was going for,
no, she wasn't trying to do anything any more than anybody else. Most of these people that do these things that are innocent, yeah, I'm wondering, there's a whole uproar about Jay-Z,
yeah,
who is fighting back against critics who want him to cut his ties with Barney's men's store in New York, a very upscale men's clothing store. The company was accused of detaining two black customers in separate incidents. What's that got to do with Jay-Z? I mean, I have no love for Jay-Z, but there's a petition on change.org calling for Jay-Z to pull out of his holiday collaboration with Barney's. He went to his website over the weekend to explain why he hadn't spoken out about the allegations.
And it was a one-word answer, money. This is why I haven't changed my mind. Money.
Yeah. But under the circumstances, okay, is that we all know that some of you are prejudiced. You are.
You know what? It's not just some of you. It's some of all of us. I'm sorry.
Yeah, there's prejudice.
But everybody
in all
is
of us.
A little bit prejudiced. You find me someone who is not.
Yeah.
I mean,
we all have our things, whether it's we don't like Jews, we don't like blacks.
It's not even about not liking.
We don't
liking.
Like Polish, we don't like whoever. There's something that there is. We're not saying that it's right. There's none of it that we're saying
but
or suggesting is right.
It just
is the way it is.
Yeah, and our brains categorize people based on stereotypes. If I ask, you know, if I'm going to try to meet you someplace, you're not going to say I'm a nondescript man. You're going to tell me I'm white.
Black
I'm,
man.
You know,
yeah.
I've got blue eyes. I mean, you're going to describe what you look like.
But the other side of it is this focus prejudicial or is it just plain fun? In a moment, I'm going to play an excerpt from Amos and Andy, maybe a radio show that some of you have never heard. It was two white guys playing black guys, and the way that they presented themselves as far as the audio was concerned, in later years, some people found offensive. I never have, and never probably will. I don't see that there's that correlation. There are plenty of reasons to be upset about the way black people have been treated in the history of our country and the history of the world. There are plenty of reasons to be upset about the way Jews have been treated in our country and in the rest of the world. There are plenty of reasons to be upset about the way, supposedly they call them Indians, Native Americans, whatever you want to call them, have been. That's probably the biggest outrage in our country's history, worse than the way black people have been treated here, frankly, if you can imagine slavery being as hard. The American, the Native American, never mind slaves, the way they were just summarily killed by the white people just to get them out of the way is an outrageous reality. Now, does that mean we shouldn't call a football team the Redskins? Not calling the Washington Redskins the Redskins doesn't fix any of the problems that we had 200, 300 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Any more than not playing Amos and Andy does anything to fix the plight of slaves who are black in our country. I don't, two and two don't make four for me there. But maybe you think differently than I do and you're challenged to tell me where you think we're wrong here. 888-302-3684. You can agree if you'd like. 15 after the hour. This is a good day.
You know Sears Auto Center offers complete car care. But did you know we also carry convenience? We've got tons of it. Online scheduling, weekend appointments, text updates, and convenient deals, too. Right now, get up to $160 by mail-in rebate when you buy four eligible Goodyear or Dunlop tires with your Sears card. And get an oil change for just $17.99 with coupon. Come to Sears Auto Center for complete car care. Hassles not included. Sears, where better happens. Rebate ranges from $40 to $80. Ends 11/23. Oil change coupon ends 11/2. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
If you drive a pre-owned GM vehicle with OnStar, you've got a powerful connection to help wherever you go, but only if you activate the service. So we're giving you a chance to test drive it for 3 months at no cost or obligation. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. If you're lost or need help, we'll be there. Offer good on 2006 or newer, digitally equipped, pre-owned and non-active GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? food. And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $18 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-887-7372. That's 1-800-887-7372. Call 1-800-887-7372.
Go on, sweetie. Jump to dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Let's get it started.
I sell shoes online, so if our IT system isn't up and running, neither are we. That's why I love the new services center at OfficeMax. They picked the perfect IT support plan for us. Experts on call 24/7, maintenance, troubleshooting, the works. They've got my back, and I got your feet. Let's get it
started. Save 50% now when you sign up for 3 months of premium or platinum on-call tech support, including McAfee virus protection at the new OfficeMax Services Center. Details in-store or at OfficeMax.com/services.
The Doug Steffen Good Day Program, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, and I are here for Monday discussing the issues of the day, and didn't take long. We got three or four. Actually, we haven't talked about the NSA yet. Do that in the next half hour. And the Health Care Act. Wow, there's obviously something new and exciting and different there, right?
There's a Health Care Act?
Now, we've decided.
I hadn't heard.
Collectively, this is something that many of you may want to talk about during the day today. What the heck, you make up your own mind what you want to talk about. But the Huff story, it was the thing that first clocked me. And then I saw the Jay-Z thing. I'd seen something about that last week with Barney's. And then I just think about all of the stuff that people find offensive. You're welcome to find it offensive if you want to. But it seems to me you ought to have a reality quotient somewhere in your mind, or a sense of humor, or give it a rest, I don't know, whatever it is. So for those of you who really want to find something that is offensive, or you think it's offensive, this is a short excerpt from one of the episodes, the radio episodes of Amos and Andy. Keep in mind, these voices are white guys.
Oh, yes, Andy. Hildegard fell for it like a ton of bricks.
Oh, that's great work, Kingfish. Great work. But tell me this. What did the gal look like? You say she was kind of on the fat, sloppy side?
Well, let me see the best way to describe her, Andy. You remember when they was draining the Flushing Meadows for the World Fair?
Yeah.
And they scooped up all that muck and loaded it into the back of a truck. And the truck done drove off swishing and slurping and overflowing all over the place.
Yeah, I remember that.
Well, you take the tailgate down and you got Hildegard.
Okay, more offensive to fat people. I'm just going to throw that out there. Why isn't anybody upset over there?
Oh, there you go. That's another group to be upset. Anyway, but
no idea that I was going to hear Amos and Andy when I woke up this morning, just for the record.
That's part of what makes this an exciting opportunity for you as we go through each day. The Doug Steffen Good Day Program at 21 after the hour. Yes, all right, so enough of that stuff.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The Meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. And the colored girls go doo 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 doo.
There you go. More prejudice. Crank it up. Evan, crank this up. Lou Reed.
Once gave it away. Everybody had to pay and pay. A hustle here and a hustle there. New York City is the place where they said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey Joe, take a walk on the wild side. Sugarplum Fairy came and hit the streets, looking for soul food and a place to eat. Went to the Apollo, should have seen him go, go, go. They said,
hey, sugar,
take a walk on the
take
wild
a walk
side.
On the wild side. Said, hey, a legend babe, in the rock world, the Lou Reed, has passed away.
Right.
He was only 71.
Huh.
Cause of death has not been released. He had a liver transplant, though, in the spring. Best known for this song, I think. The rock band Velvet Underground. But this song is the single Walk on the Wild Side.
And I guess she had to crash. Valium would have helped that.
Something when you listen to the story, it's pretty amazing.
Take a walk on the wild side.
Hey, God, everybody.
That's
very creative. He did a collaboration, Kenny, with Metallica back in 2007.
This is very William Shatner-esque.
It is kind of in a way.
This is, you know, Shatner does these albums, and
well,
he kind of talks
did
through
it
them.
First.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I'm not disputing that.
Yeah.
But, you know, he kind of talks through it, and this is very Shatner-y.
Yeah.
Lou Reed just has a little bit larger range of emotion.
It's 26 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program, Monday 10/28/13. A couple of excerpts from the Friday night late night shows now, starting with Jay Leno.
A high school chemistry teacher in Indiana has been fired and arrested for allegedly taking several students to a strip club to celebrate one of the students' birthdays. I think he's in trouble. Wait, hear his defense. The teacher now claims it was part of a science experiment. He's trying to show the students you don't need clouds to make it rain. But I don't think that's going to hold up. I don't think that will hold up in court. I don't think that will. And how is this? Oh, my God. How is this for a mistake? Oh, my God. Instead of sending out the solution to a math problem, A teacher's assistant at the University of Iowa accidentally emailed her students her own homemade porn. Can you imagine? So instead of getting the answers to their homework, these guys got the answer to their prayers. And
I think I thought this was kind of strange. A man in Oregon was arrested for growing marijuana after police used Google Earth to track him down. Yeah, so if you're one of those crazy conspiracy theorists who thinks that the government is watching you with satellites from space, you were right. Tip of the tinfoil hat to you, sir.
So, don't you love it? It's fun, fun, fun.
Fallon's getting funnier.
We have, in the next half hour, an excerpt from Saturday Night Live.
Mm-hmm.
There was the weekend update with Seth Meyers and Cecily Strong making fun of Obamacare or the website. But there's something even stronger than that. And we'll have, I think, what is it, Evan? The skit's about 3 minutes long? 4 minutes long. Okay. So we'll have that for you in the next half hour as part of our, we have to have thorough, complete, full coverage. Right? That's what we're here for. We
gavel
want you to
gavel
know
coverage.
Everything there is to know about the comings and goings of your government and the healthcare system. So we promise, we pledge to do that. It's 28 after the hour now on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute with Ralph Nader and Jonathan Alter. Coming right up.
Some statistics are surprising. Some are unbelievable. And some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%, and that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Here's today's Both Sides question for Nader and Alter. Governor Jerry Brown is succeeding on economic, budget, and immigration issues in California. Do you think he's just being a good government, or is he putting himself in play for 2016?
If you look at his overall record as governor, it's uncanny. He's making every single move that a presidential candidate would make. He is a presidential candidate in waiting.
He doesn't look 77. He looks about 67, and, he looks maybe even younger than 67. To be honest with you, Jerry Brown doesn't believe in coronations, and I could see him even taking on Hillary. It might be one of the things that she has to consider as she gets ready for this race.
And remember, he'll be landsliding his opponent for re-election, so he'll be coming off a real landslide. He's really got the golden touch politically.
I'm Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute, this week with Ralph Nader and Jonathan Alter.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low-sodium, low-cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the Celiac Spruce Seal of Approval. Now get our March Grab and Go Bucket Special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Sunshine be upon you today, my friends and neighbors, mi amor, e mi amores. Is that good? You like that? Mi amor?
Mi amor.
Mi amores. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, email doug@dougstefan.com or jennifer@dougstefan.com or ken@dougstefan.com if you'd like to. 888-302-DOUG. Phone connections. Well, you'll be happy to know that under the circumstances, there are still two biggies.
Two biggies.
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 Biggies. The healthcare reality and the spying scandal haven't gone away over the weekend. Now, I think there are a couple of twists and turns in the road, however, that are worth a moment or two of our time. Sean Hannity got himself into the middle of this last week.
Yeah, he was playing wacky DJ.
Well, he was never. I don't think he ever was a DJ. I think he
no, he was playing wacky DJ.
Well, but why do you say wacky DJ?
Because he did a phony phone call.
It wasn't phony. He talked to a real person.
I know.
And he's not a disc jockey. He's a radio talk show. With some people who are disc jockeys, well, I'm offended. When somebody calls me a disc jockey, I am offended by that because...
Why?
I'm
Even
not a disc
jockey.
Jockey's
cool.
No, but that's not what he does. He doesn't jockey discs.
Oh boy.
He jockeys talk, so he's a talk jock, if anything. Let's get it right.
So he's a TJ.
A TJ. Anyway, so Sean Hannity, many of you listened to him, and you perhaps heard the call to the 800 Obamacare line. What really got many of us in radio going was the FCC's phone notification rule. The woman Hannity interviewed was aware that she was on the air. Some people listened to it
carefully. She was singing like a bird, by the way.
That it didn't sound that way, but Hannity had her permission ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
So what sounded like a spontaneous phone interview really wasn't, which I guess is a good thing because of the FCC and that foolishness. But the next chapter in the story is what the call center worker was saying. And then the fact after she hung up and people found out it was her that Hannity talked to, she got fired because she had an agreement not to speak to the media about what is obviously a sensitive subject.
And that wasn't unique to her. All employees sign something that said they can't speak to the media.
Right. Anyway, So Hannity has donated a year's salary to her and her family, and also put a, I guess, a something up on his website that gets people who are in her area. She lives in Panama City, Florida, I think.
It's like an email address. So if you know of a job opportunity, you can email like jobs@SeanHannity.com, and you can, because he's trying to find her another gig.
Right.
Basically.
I'm sure that that'll be, she'll probably find a job. She probably will thank her lucky stars that she ever
could
answered
the phone. Could be
the
best thing that ever happened to her.
I'm going to
absolutely. Because she was making $25,000 a year at this job.
Right. Yeah. So I think that this is very good. I'm pleased that it happened. And it shows you how the system works. And the fact that they can't handle any criticism, anybody who talks about it. And they're very public about it. You're fired. And nobody seems to care.
You know what gets me?
You know, well, I don't know if they care. But
is that the Obama administration has always asked for this justice, right? They're going to find out who's responsible, and heads are going to roll, and Kathleen Sebelius is still there, and there's been nothing for Benghazi. But yet this poor woman who makes $25,000 a year, her head rolled because she talked to the media. It's so bizarre.
But, you know, in almost any job, if you work for someone else and then you go on national radio or national television and you talk trash, whether it's right or wrong, about the job you have.
Why is she talking trash? Was she putting it down?
No, she was just being honest.
She was, but she was saying that everyone hates it. She was saying that everyone hates it.
Yeah.
Well, because I'm to be fair, everyone that calls her probably does, because they're calling her because
I don't know. I wouldn't want to assume that at all. I don't think that's fair to assume. No.
If you went on with Sean Hannity tonight and you talked about something bad about Doug's show, do you think that your job
would
be
fired?
Well, yeah. No, I believe me, I get that. I mean, I don't disagree.
So what's the difference?
What I'm saying is, though, I mean, you can't expect that this woman doesn't get a lot of complaint calls. It's like people that work at a cable system or at anything in customer service. You call when you have a problem. I mean, you can't expect this woman to have a rosy view of what she's pitching if all she's dealing with is problems.
I think that's not what her job was. I think her job was to sign people up, wasn't to deal with problems.
But he asked her, he said, how many people call you with problems? And she said, almost everybody.
Yeah.
And their answer, she had a script. I mean, if you listen to the call, I'm not sure if you guys had a chance to do it, but if you listen to the script, when he calls and he says, okay, what are you supposed to tell people? She read her script to him on the air that said, we're experiencing a lot of problems with the website. Please check back at off-peak hours. I mean, it wasn't even like she was there to sign people up, I don't think. She was there to help people figure out what's wrong with the website.
Mm-hmm. One person can't do that.
The role of a help desk.
Right.
Yeah, right. Was she on the help desk or the sign-up desk? That wasn't clear to me.
It's clear to me. I mean, if you listen to the whole thing, she was talking. She had a script that said, we are having problems with the website. It's being overrun. Please try back at off-peak hours. It didn't have anything to do with, I can take your order right now. Please pull up to the next window.
Speaking of that, pulling up the window, McDonald's has ended its relationship with Heinz Ketchup. Can you imagine?
Heinz Ketchup at McDonald's?
They have Heinz Ketchup, the little packets of Heinz Ketchup at McDonald's. So under the circumstances, who makes, I don't even know, I mean, Heinz is always the name when you think ketchup.
You think Heinz?
You think Heinz, right? The 57, and they've made. I mean, it's Pittsburgh's biggest employer.
That's gonna be a blow for. I mean, that must have been a chunk of business.
Noted as the divorce of the century, Ken.
Yeah. Did you see the paranoid reasons behind this?
Let's see here. We value the relationship we've maintained with Heinz for more than 40 years. As a result of recent management changes at Heinz, we've decided to transition our business to other suppliers over time. We've spoken to Heinz and plan to work together to ensure a smooth and orderly transition, confident there will be no impact. Let's see here.
The new CEO of Heinz came from Burger King, and the company that one of the major owners of the Heinz company also owns Burger King.
It's the ketchup lobbyists.
McDonald's was getting worried that they were going to cut them off with no notice.
Really? Huh. That would be kind of foolish business-wise, wouldn't it?
It would help out their owners because they own Burger King.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So McDonald's is thinking that Burger King will get all of the business if they are suddenly cut off and have no ketchup.
There are other places to get ketchup.
Hunt's is another one.
Yeah.
But if all of a sudden they were cut off, there would be a period of time where they would have to scramble and do something.
Wouldn't that be foolish, though? I mean, in the circumstances, a lot of money there. Why would they cut their nose?
Ketchup famine, and people would be upset, throwing fries.
Yeah. Occupy ketchup.
That's pretty interesting. I hadn't thought about that one, Kenny. That's very interesting. Thank you. 888-302-3684. Meanwhile, the Red Stockings won another game last night. In St. Louis. So it's 2-2, an exciting series. Looking back over history, Game 6 of the World Series on this date, 1981. The reason I bring it up, because the Los Angeles Dodgers came back winning their fourth straight game and the championship after having been down 2-0 against the Yankees.
Back in the good old days.
Thanks to rookie pitcher Fernando Valenzuela. He started the Dodger comeback and batters Ron C. Is that his name? C-E-Y? I don't remember him.
Say? Ron Say.
Was it Ron Say?
Ron Say.
I remember Pedro Guerrero and Steve Garvey and Steve Yeager. I don't remember Ron Say.
Oh,
anyway.
Ron Say was the one that ran like a penguin. They used to call
him
a penguin.
Uh-huh. Oh. All right. In World Series history, on this date, 1989, the Oakland A's beat the San Francisco Giants 9-6. That was a local. Isn't that an interesting? It would be like the Mets playing the Yankees. The Oakland A's beating the San Francisco Giants 9-6. Four
a freeway
game
series.
Sweep. But there was another one in 2000. When, Evan? Mets. I don't remember that. All right. So that was a good. I guess those were. What they try to do, the people who run Major League Baseball want, is to, if they have any control over it all, and one would think they didn't or wouldn't, but they want to have big cities because that increases the revenue for. They'd like to have Los Angeles versus New York, for example. Or Boston versus Chicago. You know, the teams that are in the big cities where that obviously gets ratings high. But I would think, Jennifer, you're checking the ratings, that there would be a pretty interesting story being told with the baseball series versus football. I want to know who wins in that reality. Are you watching baseball or are you watching football? Sunday night, all kinds of stuff. Saturday night, all kinds of stuff. I'm just curious, if you have the choice, what do you prefer to watch, the World Series or football games? 888-302-3684. On this date, 1995, Atlanta Braves right fielder Dave Justice broke a scoreless tie with the Cleveland Indians. Solo home run on the bottom of the sixth in Game 6 of the World Series. It was the Braves. It was really all they needed. And so that was more baseball history. Something about this, though, that's very cool. Baseball. In a moment, I promised we'd do the Saturday Night Live skit, and we're going to do that as we have time. If you have bags under your eyes as you wake up this morning and you wish they'd just go away, probably not going to happen if you wish it away. However, it will happen if you call this number, 800-543-9262. What's going to happen when you dial that number? You're going to be introduced to the lady, what was her name, that used to work for the government health care. She's now working for GenuCell.
That would be a good job.
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice? Yeah, she's going to take your call when you call GenuCell and order. Just tell her you're listening to Doug Steffen and I Like Sean Hannity, and she'll figure a way to give you all kinds of exciting extra stuff. GenuCell, the risk-free introductory offer is that you will put GenuCell under your eyes, and in 12 hours you'll see a difference, and in 2 weeks you'll see a bigger difference, and in 2 months you'll be amazed. 800-543-9262. This cream takes care of the puffiness using stem cell therapy technology. That was what has been developed for this, why this stuff is so good and works under your eyes, around your cheekbones, on your eyelids. 800-543-9262. And when you tell them you're listening to Doug Steffen, they'll give you an amazing jar of Esotique face cream as a special gift. Simply call 800-543-9262 to get rid of the puffiness in the bags under your eyes.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
What up? Evan here. Question. You like apples? I'll get to that in a minute. First, check out my motorcycle. Flames? Yep. Saddlebags? Yep. Room for two? Negatory! Sorry, ladies. I ride solo. Now, wait for it. How you like them apples? Aw, don't cry. Insuring this beast was crazy easy. Called Geico and boom, saved enough to buy a sidecar. Now, if you dry your tears, I might just let you ride in it.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
You know Sears Auto Center offers complete car care, but did you know we also carry convenience? We've got tons of it. Online scheduling, weekend appointments, text updates, and convenient deals, too. Right now, get up to $160 by mail-in rebate when you buy four eligible Goodyear or Dunlop tires with your Sears card. And get an oil change for just $17.99 with coupon. Come to Sears Auto Center for complete car care. Hassles not included. Sears, where better happens. Rebate ranges from $40 to $80. Ends 11/23. Oil change coupon ends 11/2. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with Adam Richman, host and author. Thanksgiving is a great time to get together with loved ones, but hosting a large family event can be expensive. When planning your holiday menu, make sure to create a budget in advance to optimize costs and keep track of what you're spending. Adam Richman, host and author.
When prepping for this year's Thanksgiving dinner, limit the number of prepackaged foods you purchase as they can be more expensive and usually are nowhere as good as fresh. Additionally, create a menu where you buy certain ingredients in bulk if they appear in several dishes to cut costs. And to save your wallet, a rewards credit card when you're doing your shopping for the big day. Cards like the Bank of America Card Cash Rewards credit card give you 2% cash back on up to $1,500 in grocery store purchases quarterly, which can really add up when you're shopping for Thanksgiving. This way you could stuff your wallet and your turkey.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/cashrewards.
All right, so we were
Danielle Adair.
Yeah, okay. We were talking about the skit Saturday Night Live, and the fact that after that, well, I guess in a sense, the senator from Wyoming, Senator John Barrasso, says Kathleen Sebelius is the laughingstock of America since this skit. I'm not sure that this skit is what made her the laughingstock, but you make up your own mind. Here's a piece of Saturday Night Live.
And now, a message from the Department of Health and Human Services.
Hello there. I'm Kathleen Sebelius, Secretary of Health under President Obama. Now, a lot of folks have been talking about our new healthcare enrollment website, how it's been crashing and freezing and shutting down and stalling and not working and breaking and sucking. Well, tonight, I have a number of friendly tips to help you deal with those technical problems. For example, have you tried restarting your computer? Sometimes it helps to turn the computer off and then turn it back on. We don't know why, it just does. If our website still isn't loading properly, we're probably just overloaded with traffic. Millions of Americans are visiting healthcare.gov, which is great news. Unfortunately, the site was only designed to handle 6 users at a time. So if you're in a rush, consider using our low-res website with simpler fonts and graphics. Nice. Or if the regular English site isn't working, try signing up in a different language, like, say, Icelandic. And then choose one of 4 simple plans, Fjordflug, Fjordhofer, Trollish, or High Five. Now that's fun. And if our site keeps freezing, we've also provided links to other helpful websites, such as kayak.com, where you can purchase airline tickets to Canada and buy cheaper prescription drugs. Or how about BitTorrent, where you can download pirated copies of healthcare-related movies like Patch Adams. We also have links to a number of doctor-themed pornographic websites that should help you pass the time. Sites like Doctors Without Boundaries, Bang Ambulance, WebMDD, and Blue Cross Blue Ball. Right. Still need guidance?
All right.
Consult. I love it.
Excuse me. God bless us for having a sense of humor.
You have to.
You do have to have a sense of humor. You really do. All right, but that still doesn't make it any better. It's still a mess and ridiculous. And the more money they spend on it, So anyway, that's the SNL way of dealing with, or at least, I guess a laugh is a good thing in this circumstance.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Available only at hempusa.org. It's the first aid stick, and it's a must-have in any medical kit. With fast, chemical-free healing, the first aid stick stops bleeding, kills bacteria, is great for acne, insect bites, minor cuts and abrasions, will last for years, and is just $11.95. Everyone needs the first aid stick in their emergency kit. Call 888-910-4367. 888-910-4367. The first aid stick, only at hempusa.org.
Are you someone who forges your own trail? Are you a pioneer with the need to homestead your self-reliant entrepreneur spirit? If so, RF Bunker has a franchise opportunity for you. RF Bunker is the fastest growing emergency and survival retail store in the United States. RF Bunker franchise opportunities are leading the way for business-minded heroes seeking adventure in owning and operating their own emergency supply and survival store. Visit rfbunker.com or call 866-623-2932. This offer is not being directed to any resident of the register-required states.
Now, Evan, I like that. I don't really complain about the things that I don't like, and I don't tell you that I like. I like
you got your groove thing on?
That's a groovy thing, yes. Doug and Jennifer and Ken grooving at 53 and change after the hour. It's Tech Talk time on Good Day, which starts nominally with Shelley Palmer investigating something important in the world of technology. Here in a moment, he's going to talk about Apple's two new iPads that were unveiled last week. So we'll find out the difference between the two in just a moment, plus some other news from the world of technology and instrumentation, if you will, right here now on Good Day.
If you're a responsible homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your responsibility. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for responsible homeowners who are current on their payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. Over 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, when Apple unveiled its two iPads last week, it was a sign the company knows it needs to make a splash and gain some momentum. After inventing the tablet category and enjoying close to 100% market share, Apple now has about 49% of the market, and the numbers are trending in the wrong direction. Apple showed off two new devices, the iPad Air, which is thinner, happier, and better than previous iPads, and the new Retina display display version of the iPad mini. They're good, but it's not really true innovation. Apple CEO Tim Cook said, "Our competitors don't really know what they're doing." He said that their competitors are making too many types of devices and that Apple's clear focus and singular vision is better. I'm not sure. Truthfully, Apple's just making iPads. They're making them great, and if you like an iPad, nothing else will do. But when it comes to hardware and exciting new ideas in the tablet market, Apple's being lapped by just about everybody. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Let's get it started.
I own three coffee shops, so you never have to say, perk up. But I just discovered the new services center at OfficeMax. Their team designed our new logo, helped set up our website, and printed our signs, banners, and pastry menus on time and on budget. It's so energizing. And I'm drinking decaf.
Get special introductory offers now at the new OfficeMax Services Center. You'll find over 60 print services. Learn more in-store or at officemax.com/services.
Little Jack Horner sat in a corner of his ransacked apartment, wondering what kind of nitwit steals a futon. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped him with renter's insurance, and he got full replacement. Unfortunately, little Jack Horner had to have his stomach pumped when he ate a six-month-old Christmas pie. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Yes. All right. So let's say we're chuckling about something going on behind the scenes. It's not fair to the audience not to tell them what's going on. We're talking about how we do things on this program and how much spur of the moment information is presented. How's that? It's pretty positive.
It's
Jennifer,
like, we'll
right?
do that, boss. Go.
Yeah. Yeah. YouTube planning to enter the crowded music subscription market.
Uh-oh.
Before Christmas, possibly. Buying with Spotify. With Project Daisy. What's Project Daisy? Yeah, Daisy. I don't even know what's that about, Kenny.
That's a
iTunes.
New one. I think Jay-Z is behind it.
Is it?
I'm not all sure, right. But it's something. It's supposed to. I don't think it's launched yet, but it's supposed to soon.
So this would be a YouTube music service. So would play music, the stuff that's owned by Google. Google owns music. What kind of music?
Yeah.
Really? I didn't know they did.
They have their own music store, kind of like Rhapsody and iTunes.
All right, so this would not be for all general uses of YouTube. It would just be for music downloading, right. Viewing and downloading?
Possibly. They're talk of them doing music video and possibly movies on a subscription basis,
really?
Too.
Apparently, they stream, when they first started this, they streamed 1 billion songs. And so they figure there's money there. How much would you pay normally to download a song?
What is it, $1.20-something on iTunes now?
Yeah, $1.29 to download
a
song.
So if you downloaded a song and the $1 billion, that's, hello, $1 billion.
But if you pay a subscription fee, you know, like $5 or $10 a month.
Unlimited.
Yeah.
Sounds like a better deal.
Yeah.
All right, there it is. Check out that story at Doug Steffen.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.